Welcome everybody to the Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report. I'm your host, JSE from the Muskie Shop and the Muskie 360 podcast, covering the week up to Thursday, July 9th, here in North Central Wisconsin, specifically the area in and around Oneida and Vilas County. This past week has seen more stable weather for the area, with less active weather and more near average high temps, some days quite a bit above average actually, that are bringing water temps into the mid-70s and higher on some lakes. This week, we have Northwoods guide Fred Palermo joining us. Welcome, Freddy.
How you doing today, Jay?
Great. Yep. How's fishing been for you this week, this past week?
My multi-species, I've had some good days, and, you know, if we're getting the right wind and some of that stuff, you know, some of my multi-species trips have been good. And what I've seen with some of the muskies and some of the stuff I've heard has been, I've seen some fish shallow, and I have also heard of them being caught out into the deeper side of the edge as well, over deep weeds and that on the breaks. It seems like it's kind of been a blade bite, bigger blades, and also if you can throw some rubber, such as like the Alpha Dog or the Red October tubes, some of that stuff, if you can be on that outside edge. And the Cisco-based lakes, it kind of seems to be the way to go, is with some rubber and bigger blades.
Yeah, it's been a two-tier thing. I've heard that a lot, not just from yourself. In fact, a customer was in the store here an hour ago, and he had an exceptional night last night. He had an exceptional night two nights before that. He boated three fish and had another one on that was even bigger. Fish were all 32 to 39, all on double-bladed bucktails up in the weeds. This was, I actually checked while he was there. I said, what do you think it was? Was there some kind of weather element or was it right before dark? And he's like, no, it was like 3 hours before dark. Didn't notice anything in particular, right? I checked, there was no major or minor, you know, period during that time, but he said all within 17 minutes, the fish were nuts. They were really, really centralized in, right in and around really good cabbage weeds, and that was the ticket. Never seen an intense window like that. But then again, and again, we were just talking, Fred, before we started. Yesterday was basically another clear day. You know, the weekend was like that.
Yep.
Of course, we're coming off the 4th of July. A lot of guides,
families,
you know,
Jake
yep. Smith, you know, he's yep. been doing this podcast a bit. And he's like, you know what, Jay, I really didn't get a chance to fish a lot. I probably wouldn't be much good to you. And by the way, happy 50th wedding anniversary to his dad, Fishing Hall of Famer,
absolutely,
Russ Smitty
Smith.
And that was part of his excuse. They had a big party. So, as did most people, you know, a lot of it was rod bending over the weekend. How
yep.
was that for you? You do a lot of bass walleye
yep,
crappie trips.
Yep. I was, you know, even with some of the what I like to call my rod bending, I had a day where it was a struggle. I mean, I was right on the fish, and we were casting right to them. You could see it. I was marking them with my forward-facing sonar, and we'd cast right at them. And you could see your leech set up on a slip bobber, and the fish would come up and swim away. Look at it and swim away. Had that on Sunday. That was a struggle.
I went out,
one of my regular
not
clients.
To interrupt you, I went out Sunday too. That was a light and variable wind. Mm-hmm. That was the highest of high pressure day of the whole week, I believe.
Yep.
Hardly a few puffy clouds.
And that was it.
I went out just to get some fresh air at that point during the afternoon because I didn't know if we were podcasting that night or what have you. So, it was a negative mood bite, but it would have been tough fishing for sure.
It was tough. I mean, we scratched out some fish, a few fish, but... you know, we were targeting walleyes, and with lack of wind, anyone who fishes a lot of walleyes know that you always want some wind. And, you know, and it just seems like on certain lakes, it's kind of odd and strange. I had a friend that was on one body of water, and he did well for the walleyes with those same conditions. And I was on a different chain, and I didn't do so well, but he did good on that body that he was on. So it's just picking the right lake and finding them if they're fired up, you know. You just got to move around. If you're marking them on your live scope and seeing fish down there and they're not biting, move along, slide along, try to find some active ones.
Yeah, I think maybe that's correct. I'm not a huge walleye fisherman, but I've spoken with a lot of people. They can be really fickle in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're fishing a lot of sunny days because we've had a lot of sunny days.
Yes.
Apart from today, which is the best looking fishing day I've seen. And again, where are we stuck? We're stuck in the muskie shop. We're not on the water. We'll get this done in a minute, Fred, and you can go out fishing. He's chomping at the bit, folks. It's dark overhanging clouds, thick humidity, and it's only 70 degrees. But it's a huge weather change because it's been,
yes.
I mean, it's been like 85 degrees and people are starting to get a little bit worried. They're complaining especially for the muskies, that the water temps are getting too high. You told me you popped on a real dark, shallow lake the other day and said, guys, we're going somewhere else.
Yeah, we were on the water and it was dark, dark water. And I fished it because we got out there good and early. But by the end of the trip, I had surface temps of like pushing 80 degrees.
Yep.
And so it was just kind of like, ooh, we're getting off here. So then I, made a move and we did something else in that evening. And there again, I went to a little bit different lake and clear water. And I still had 78 degrees.
Well, that's one shift you could always do when it comes to targeting these midsummer muskies, because that's where we're at right now. Midsummer pattern. They're scattered everywhere. If you hit that window where to hear that there's a really strong bucktail bite basically during the day when the sun level's still pretty high and it's not an overcast day with heavy wind, and we haven't had a lot of heavy wind this last week either at all.
No.
That's very cool. Everyone wants that. I would have expected that that guy last night would have been throwing topwaters or his partner, they would have had great action too in that scenario. So that's really cool to hear that there are windows like that occurring. For the most part, fish deeper. Fred, you were talking about alpha dogs. The regular size alpha dog, that's a bulldog by Muskie Innovations. We have custom made with a longer tail. It's got bigger profile. The Red October tubes and the Krakens, which is a kind of a hybrid tube. Those are three baits right there I'd be looking at for day in, day out summer fishing, targeting the deeper fish. There's serious bug hatches going on. You can fish off deeper structure, basin fish, and off deep weed lines. Be probative. Go for it that way. Fred, anything else? How about panfish?
Panfish.
A lot of guys. Did you hear that Charlie was in last week, Jake's son?
No.
And had him do a. Anyway, Jake took him out, and one day he's like, "Okay, I'm not guiding. Taking my 6-year-old out or 5-year-old and getting him onto bluegills," and they just had a riot. You know, right up
That's
in the
awesome.
Lily pads with the worm, and I think a lot of folks experienced that over the weekend. We had great weather in the Northwoods, and a lot of people took their kids out, so that's great to see.
Fantastic. There was a lot of pleasure boaters out, so that did kind of keep some people away from fishing, that's for sure.
Yeah, Friday night before the 4th, I drove over the Manaquachane Bridge on the way home, and it looked like something out of either Caddyshack or the Great Outdoors in terms of boat traffic.
Yep.
I'm like, hmm. But I went out Sunday, and I went out to the Wisconsin River, and all I saw was a few kayaks. And a couple pontoons went by me, but that's it.
Yeah.
Nobody fishing. So, Fred, how do people get a hold of you again? Is it Off the Hook Guide Service?
Off the Hook Fishing Adventures.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Off the Hook Fishing Adventures. You can find me on Instagram or Facebook, or I can also be booked through the Muskie Shop here.
Awesome. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it, and we'll try to get you next week. I'm also trying to get Matt Raley in here and Jake Smith, trying to get Russ Smith in here, the Hall of Famer, but I don't know.
Everyone's schedules change.
Well, it's the schedule, and if Russ comes in, you owe him a lot of donuts, okay? Let's just put it that way. Thanks, Freddie.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Let's take a look at the upcoming weather for the next week in Oneida Vilas County area. Today, like we mentioned earlier, low 70s, but don't be deceived. It's extremely muggy out there. We do have more rain coming. Thursday, probably dry, high of 80, low of 54. Friday through Tuesday looks to be a dry stretch. Friday, 83. Saturday, 85. Sunday, 87. Monday, 91. And Tuesday, 89 with a low of 64. And Tuesday is going to be the new moon. So, hello. Here's the majors for tomorrow. Tomorrow will be Thursday, July 9th. Major, daytime major, 7:30 to 9:30. Daytime minor, 12:13 a.m. to 1:13 a.m. Excuse me, that was overnight. 3:47 p.m. to 4:47 p.m. For Friday, major, 8:27 to 10:27 in the morning. Minors is 5:10 p.m. to 6:10 p.m. Saturday, 9:26 a.m. to 11:26 a.m. Minor, 6:30 at night to 7:30 at night. For Sunday, 10:26 a.m. to 12:26 p.m. Minor is 7:30 at night to 8:30 at night. And New Moon Tuesday. Major is 11:49 p.m. to 1:49 a.m. It's also 11:25 in the morning to 1:25 in the afternoon. And the minor is 8:24 to 9:24. Let's see here. Sunrise, moonrise. Moon data. Moon rises at 3:56 a.m. and sets at 8:54 p.m. I believe there will be big fish caught next Tuesday night at dark. That's it for this week, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week on the Fishing Report.